This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the successful conduct of the Johannesburg G20 summit, saying it will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also thanked people of South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa and the government of South Africa for organizing the summit. Prime Minister said his meetings and interactions with world leaders were very fruitful and will deepen India's bilateral linkages with various nations. Mr. Modi returned to New Delhi this morning after attending the two-day G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. PM Modi began his official visit to South Africa on Friday and held talks with several leaders. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed the third session of the G20 Summit, which focused on ensuring a fair and just future for all, with a focus on sectors such as critical minerals, AI and more. Prime Minister said India's approach to AI is based on three pillars: equitable access, population scale skilling, and responsible deployment. He said it must be ensured that AI is used for global good and its misuse is prevented. For that, we need to create a global compact on AI and place strict restrictions on the use of AI for deepfakes, crime and terror activities. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Justice Suryakant will take oath as 53rd Chief Justice of India, CJI, marking the beginning of his nearly 15-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. He will succeed Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office last evening. Justice Kant was appointed as the next CJI on October 30. He will demit office on February 9, 2027, on attaining the age of 65 years. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first ever auction of limestone mineral blocks will be formally launched in Jammu today. The landmark event will be held at Convention Centre Jammu in the afternoon. That will be led by Union Minister for Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, and graced by Chief Minister Umar Abdullah and Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary, reflecting strong centre-state partnership and the strategic importance of this initiative for the region. The 350th martyrdom day of the 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur, is being observed today. He was executed on the orders of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in the year 1675. The day is widely known as the Shahidi Diwas. Guru Tegh Bahadur travelled across the country preaching Guru Nanak Dev's teachings. He composed 116 Shabads and 15 Ragas, and his teachings have been included in the Adi Granth. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur on the occasion of his martyrdom day, praising his sacrifice for protecting righteousness, humanity and truth. She said his teachings inspire people to follow the path of justice and work for unity and harmony in the country. Guru Tegh Bahadur, remembered as Hind Ki Chadar, sacrificed his life in 1675 to uphold the right to freedom of belief. National General Secretary of the Trade Union Coordination Centre, TUCC, Shiv Prasad Tiwari welcomed labour code reforms, calling them historic steps that can bring 45 crore unprotected workers under social security and transform India's workforce.
I think this is a very important law for the history of workers of India. It should have been implemented earlier. We welcome it. I think there will be a lot of changes in the manufacturing sector and the world of work of India. And this change will change the life of the workers.
Abhinav Deshwal has won India's 15th medal in shooting at the Deaflympics, clinching the gold in the 25-meter pistol event in Tokyo yesterday with a record in qualification. He shot a score of 44 in the final to edge out South Korea's Seung-Hwa Lee, who finished on a score of 43. Serhii Formin of Ukraine won the bronze, while the other Indian shooter, Chetan Hanumant Sapkal, finished in the fifth place. As many as 5,000 athletes, including the likes of Olympian swimmer Sri Hari Nataraj and renowned archer Bhajan Kaur, will compete in the fifth edition of Khelo India University Games, scheduled to commence in Rajasthan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.